640 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Wes Moreno is the Escambia County Administrator. Joins us on Thursdays, especially light-duty Thursdays like this, where you have a regular meeting at 5:30 or 4:30, including the public comments, and then you have an agenda review in the morning, and it's an easy day, right, Wes? Is that right?
It's always fun, always busy, yeah.
hey, I assume the answer is you don't know or haven't heard anything, but I did want to check. Have you heard anything from the governor's office, even about a timeline of when we can expect a appointee for District 4 to replace Robert Bender?
I have not. We've asked around, and everybody seems to be in the same, you know, nobody really seems to have heard much of anything at all. So we'll just wait and see. We've not heard anything regarding the timeline for that.
Maybe you'll get an appointee before I get a list of nominees, because I also haven't heard anything back from them on that yet. Somebody wanted me to ask you about the pier repair schedule. When is the Pensacola Beach Pier likely to be reopened?
That's tracking along pretty good. We're hoping by the end of the month, and maybe the first or second week of April.
Oh, okay.
They've been tracking hard, working hard, so it's looking good, and so we're making good progress there.
Okay, well, you know, I know the fishermen, they hate to have it closed, but they'll like to have it be in good shape when it gets reopened. OLF 8, looks like we finally got our response back, and, you know, I've seen what, you know, was reported Commissioner Bragash said about it. Your sense of the board, are we done? I mean, obviously they have to make the decision, but do you think we've got a deal, or, you know, what do you think?
I think there's a little more discussion that's going to take place as far as the contract that was delivered. Yeah, we didn't get the contract till late Monday, and it's a 20-page contract with lots of things in it. And we got an escrow agreement yesterday, and so it's kind of a short time frame for us to be able to dive through all of that contract in just two or three days.
Yeah.
And so, but we've been diving through it, been looking through it, and there's some things that we've noted, and you know, I'm sure we'll come up either with a counter or whatever direction that the board gives us. I know I have my own thoughts about it, but we'll see what the board says, and we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. Lee Street Sidewalk Project, that's you guys and DCUA completed that recently. Is that right?
Yeah, we managed the project. DCUA contributed financially to the sewer part of it. But yeah, it's good. Another good project. Almost another mile of sidewalk there in Brownsville area, and on top of the other 4 or 5 miles we put in, it's Brownsville. We're trying to transform Brownsville, and I think we're doing a good job of it. Certainly, Commissioner May initiative, and he set the pace, and then we got after it. And it's been a lot of good work going on there. You know, we're still working on the Brownsville Library there, the old Masonic building that's under construction. And we, you know, business incubators in the planning stages there. Again, going to be close to the Brownsville Community Center. So there's a lot of good work going on there in that area. And the staff is driving hard from engineering to facilities and purchasing. They're still driving hard. Met with purchasing Tuesday. There's going to be a lot of work coming up on the next couple agendas. Just amazing the work that's being driven out.
So, okay, pardon me, I did not know. There's a Brownsville Library coming in the old Masonic building in Brownsville? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's under construction right now.
Oh, yep, okay, sure. All right. We also had the TPO voted to approve the corridor management study to make basically Navy Boulevard more efficient, more pretty, not such an eyesore and a blight. But is there county money going to this? I thought this was going to be transportation money. Is county money goes to this?
We got some county money going in right now, and as far as the planning, not planning, but some design, especially going into the base, the corridor from Barrancas to the base entrance. And we got some plans going on and design going on right now. And we're actually talking to some of our federal lobbyists to try to maybe put a federal appropriations in to better plan and better move people along in that corridor, make it safer, get rid of some of the blight, make it more appealing. And they're kind of, as we enter NAS, and also going to look at the interest of Core Station as well.
Okay, and you know, I've got the list here has $350,000 for the initial design, another $600,000 for future design, and obviously then construction is going to be, you know, much more than that. But you know, it's pretty bad right now, and it'd be nice to have that be, you know, substantially better. Guards are back in the towers, and guards are having a tryout on Saturday, right?
Yeah, that's right. The towers are back in the sand, and the guards are there, and they'll be doing tryouts. You know, we're heading into spring break, and it seemed like all the local, us in Santa Rosa and some of the colleges, they're all going to be on spring break at the same time. So it's going to be a busy couple of weeks, but we'll be ready. And Dave Greenwood and his bunch, they always do a fantastic job keeping folks safe and letting them know about rip currents and drink plenty of water and Gatorade when it's hot and you're in the sand and all those things. And they'll be doing a fantastic job this year, and it'll be a good kickoff to the season.
It's a small note, but I just was confused by it. It said that Casey Lagarde was the PIO, one of the people, she is in the PIO's office, that she was going to be the alternate on the canvassing board. I thought John Robinson was going to be that, or is he on the regular to replace Robert Bender?
He's on the regular, basically an alternate. You know, Liz Kissel was our alternate, and then she actually moved to Santa Rosa County. So that disqualified her to be able to participate in that. But Casey, she's excited about it. She's been doing her training and doing how to compare signatures and handwriting and all those things. So she finds that kind of interesting. So
I bet
she'll be a good selection.
As a government journalist before at the PNJ, I mean, you know, that's kind of an interesting transition over the course of time. Two more things to get to. One is this Sunset Island project, I think, is really interesting. I remember Commissioner Bragosch mentioning that in one of the meetings, and I followed up with Tim Day to talk about it. I don't think people have any idea about this, but we talked about it one time. Can you maybe just tell people the brief idea of what's going to happen there just off of, like, the corner where Sunset Grill is at?
Yeah, so we're working with Army Corps of Engineers, and it won't be an overnight process, but as time goes on and we dredge the core. We dredge that area through there. We'll put the spoils of the dredge onto those islands, those three islands that sit out there. And it will grow those islands, and we'll actually make them more of a recreational area. But then when it comes time to re-nourish some areas, we'll use that material as well to re-nourish and pump it back onto the shoreline there. So it's kind of a, you know, let's dredge the area, keep it safe for the boaters, but also create some recreational space. But then also, when the time comes, we have our material. We don't have to go purchase material or do anything like that. It'll be there for us to use when we need to.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, if you look on a map, if you pull the former dredge up out of there and use it as renourishment sand, it's very close in geography. And if you just, you know, use a pipe or, you know, a pumper or something, and maybe a truck or two on the other side, you can get it right over to the beach without having to go all the way around through the pass. It's a smart plan. It makes sense to me. Plus, the people who have their backyards have been being renourished for years and years and years don't have the problem with, you know, destroying the docks and all of that kind of stuff with the intercoastal bridge.
Right,
so,
right.
No, it's a good plan. It makes sense to me. Last thing, I saved the best for last. You guys are buying 6 more new ambulances, so that's on top of the 8 that are already coming?
So we took delivery of 8 the end of last week.
Oh, they're in. Okay.
We
all
have
right.
8 more. Yeah, they're here. You know, we're getting them road ready. There's a few things that got to be done to them. Then we have 8 more that should be here, hopefully May or June, finger crossed. And then these, what's on the agenda today, will be 6 additional to those. So, you know, it would be 22 altogether before it's over with.
22 new ambulances this year, if the board approves these 6 and if we get them in
soon.
Well,
we're going to order these 6. Now, I can't guarantee that at the end of the year.
I gotcha.
I mean, the timeline on these things are just crazy. And so was the price, actually. You know,
they're at 400 grand, right? The new ones?
It's crazy. Yeah, they're 400 grand. They work 325.
Ugh.
And the longer you wait, it seems like the more they go up. So we're trying to pull the trigger as quick as we can. Be smart financially, but, you know, being able to replace some of our fleet with new vehicles, new ambulances, we think it's a smart thing to do. And I'll just, you know, I'll tell you this too: we're looking to create 5 more permanent paramedic positions there in EMS.
Good.
As a result of some things we've been looking at and trying to, I think it'll help us resolve one issue that I'm concerned about specifically. And So that you'll see that come to the board probably by the next board meeting. And we're just driving away. We're still looking. We're still driving. And we'll.
So would five new paramedic positions, would that be like in the south of the county or in the north of the county or both?
Probably mainly in the south, but it may spill over to the north.
Because I know that's been a particular concern.
You know, we have some relief positions, and so what I'm doing is eliminating some of the relief positions in order to, and also another position there that's funded but not filled and won't be filled next year either. We're going to take those monies and use that to create the five new permanent paramedic positions. Baby steps. It's step by step over there.
Just kind of last question so I get the sense of the fleet. The 16 that are half in, half coming soon, plus the six more that are coming, 22 altogether, is that fleet expansion or is that just replacement of ones that really need to be out of service or a combination?
It'll be a little bit of both.
Okay, so what is our
fleet? A little bit of expansion, a little bit of replace.
Like how much up are we going to – let's just take the 16 that we've got kind of in hand. How much up are we going to be on trucks?
I would say probably out of the 16, probably 10 to 12 up.
Oh, okay. So we're not replacing that many. Okay, well, that's very good news. Outstanding. Wes Moreno, he is our Escambia County Administrator. Look forward to the agenda review this morning and the regular County Commission meeting tonight. Wes, as always, thanks for the work you do, and thanks for joining us every Thursday. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. We'll see you now.